What's going on, guys? This is David here, the world's best radio engineer and the most humble, and I'm just here to let you know that today's episode of Clearview Today Show and today's secret word is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. Unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu's Ultra Pure filtration system provides water that's free from contaminants and infused with only the essentials your body needs. Make the smart choice today and experience the difference of Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. You can order online at LeBleu, that's LEBLEU.com. And when you check out, use the promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, to get 10% off your next order. It'll save you money and it supports us here at the Clearview Today Show. Today's word of the day is oliferous. That means producing oil. And today's word of the day, Today's secret word is oliferous, and that means producing oil. And today's secret word contestant is Ryan Hill.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah. Wait a minute. Wednesday, December the 4th?
Yes.
This is going tomorrow?
This is going for tomorrow.
Okay, sorry. This is for Wednesday, December the 4th. You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. You can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description so you can do just that.
Description box.
Oh, no, dude.
What are you doing?
It took me 2 weeks to build that description box. We're here today in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, the host of today's show, and soon to be millionaire.
Oh,
it's Million Dollar Month. Oh, it's not Million Dollar Monday, but it's time for another $1 million, Dr. Shah. We've got a great question for you. This one comes to us from Nathan D, right here in North Carolina. He may be closer than you think.
He's closer than you think.
Does he even know that? Oh, did he even say that question? Give that question?
Yes, this question was sent in to us by Nathan D.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think the D stands for?
Well, I think it's a hyphenated last name. I think it's Dewey Decimal.
Nathan of the Dewey Decimal family wants to know, Dr. Shah.
Yes.
You get $1 million, but you lose 3 fingers of your choice.
Nope.
No?
No.
Instantly no?
No, absolutely not.
They don't cut them out. They're not, it's not going to be painful. They just poof.
They're just gone.
They just vanish.
Poof.
No.
Wow. Really?
For $1 million.
For a million.
3 fingers gone.
3 fingers. Yeah, you can choose which one.
No, never.
Not interested at all.
I mean, somebody else's fingers.
Yeah, do you have to lose them off of your hand or can you lose them from someone else's hand?
I would assume.
That's a good clarification.
You know, I didn't even think to ask about that loophole, but.
I would like to lose 3 of Nicholas's fingers, please.
Yeah.
David would do it.
Yeah, I was going to say you, for that, I suppose.
Just take 1 finger per person. Then only
David, which
only
finger,
one finger
would you go with?
Which finger would you sacrifice for Dr. Shah's million?
For me.
For you, I would give my pinky, my ring finger.
Now, left ring, that's an important finger.
That's true.
I'm not
you
using
keep
it.
That one.
I'm not using it.
You will. You might.
I mean, I don't plan on it.
All right.
Okay. And
whatever.
Probably my thumb.
You need that.
But it's
to lift
because
weights.
It's so important.
Yeah, the thumb is.
I'm
the
just showing my sacrifice for. Okay, no.
Be smart.
Okay. Yeah, be
be smart.
Then Dr. Shah wants someone wise as a serpent.
This is what you're working with.
I'm gonna need you to like grab me.
You get the
like if I'm like about to fall over. How are you gonna do that with the?
It's like I'm sorry, man. I got no thumb. All I got is these right here.
These fingers. These are the fingers I'd give up.
I can't do it.
You're giving me some fingers.
No, not that finger.
When I was 16. I stabbed myself, and I was going to say I got stabbed, but then I decided to tell the truth. I stabbed myself in the hand. I was cutting pipe, and I still, you can still see the scar. I've still got it. Yeah. They had to sew it up, but they said you're going to have limited use of your left hand because there was so much nerve damage. Mm. And I was like, I play guitar, so I need that to not be the case.
Right.
So anyway, I didn't, I can still use it. I've lost all my feeling in this finger, but I can still use it. But so when Nate D sent that question in, the first thing I thought of was, could I still play guitar? So I was thinking, if I lose these 3, I can still hold the pick.
True.
And I still have full use. Now I can't do anything. And this is my right hand. But I can do that.
Yeah,
you can literally pinch somebody.
Yeah. You can
literally
pinch.
I will like Mr. Krabs pinch Ryan to death.
I think I would take probably the pinkies. I think I could go without the pinkies.
Both pinkies?
Yeah, I think I can go without both pinkies.
Okay.
Gosh, it hurts. Then maybe right ring finger. Maybe those three.
You kids. Look like Tally from Mass Effect.
Yeah,
So not doing it.
Not at all.
Brian, you would do it.
I think I'd do it for a million.
And I think I would do it. So yeah. Okay, we're $2 million.
I'm working hard, eating right, avoiding sugar as much as I can, so that I would not lose my limbs. And you're gonna give me $1 million to do just that? Nope.
Okay.
No, thank you.
I'm
very
working
much.
Hard, sacrificing. No.
Very, very cool. Well, Nate D, there's your answer. Thank you for writing into the show.
There you go.
Don't you ever ask a question like that.
Dude, oh my gosh.
I just spilled. Hey, you good?
Did you see that? Cut that out of the show. I just spilled coffee.
What
fell.
Happened? Did you drink out the side of your mouth?
No, I went to take a sip. He made me laugh, and my lip came in, so it just poured down my throat.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Just if you'll cut that from the show. I don't want people seeing me. We got to keep that coffee.
We're
going
to just spill coffee on Nate D.
Piping hot right on his lap.
Whoops. The verse of the day today is coming to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
That verse, how do I say this, is really eye-opening and helpful, especially when you want to make somebody lost.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Good point.
Yeah, because we all want to make someone lost, you know, because of how they behave, the things they've done. It's like, no way he is saved. Well, if they claim Jesus Christ as Lord, right, as through the Holy Spirit, they can truly do that.
That's true.
Well, even demons do that. No, demons can call him God. Mm-hmm. It's quite different. The tone there is different.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not submitting to his authority.
No. Yeah. Here there's a submission.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you have to go, yeah, I may not like it, but may just see them in heaven.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
May not want them there, but I don't have a choice in that matter. Only God gets to decide. And if that person truly claims Jesus Christ is Lord, then it's through the Holy Spirit. And they cannot do that unless they have the Holy Spirit.
Very right. true. Very yeah. true. Daily encouragement to you brought to you by the word of the day.
That's right.
The verse of the day, I should say.
Scripture is so amazing. The more you dig into it, it's like an oliferous vein. The more you dig into it.
No, you're not getting away with that. What in the world was that?
What was the word?
Oliferous vein?
The more you drill down deep, the more oil there is to get from it. Oliferous means
that was put a big bullseye.
Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I was like, there's no way this is happening. I'm just going to go for it and whatever happens,
oliferous,
happens.
Oliferous, I feel like you could have made that work. What is the definition?
Oliferous, that produces oil.
Oh.
So an oliferous vein, you drill into
you
it.
You should have waited because we got the whole discussion is political today. You probably could have.
Oliferous.
You might not have got
snuck
it.
Snuck that in.
I don't know if I could have done that. I just had to go for broke. I was like, here it is. Whatever happens, happens.
I'm with you. Well, kudos. Kudos.
The more you drill down deep into scripture, it was what I was trying to say.
Got you.
The more you get in return, you constantly are learning more about God's word.
Yeah, I think it was the speed. It's like an oliferous vein.
It always is the speed. We're trying to rush through that.
Trying to get it in there.
Snuck that in.
We got a great show planned for you guys today. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Clearview Today. Hey, Clearview Today listeners. We want to take a quick moment to thank you for tuning in. As you can imagine, producing a show like this takes a lot of time, effort, and resources. And we're grateful for the Truth Network for giving us a platform to syndicate our show. But the vast majority of our support comes from listeners just like you. If you enjoy these talks with Dr. Shah and you want to see Clearview Today continue to grow, consider making a donation today. Because your contributions help us deliver fun, relevant, and biblical content right to your phone every single day.
That's right. Every single donation, big or small, goes directly to the production of this show. It helps us keep the lights on in the studio. It helps keep the mics hot and running. So if these conversations are making a difference in your day, or if you just want to help us keep the gospel of Jesus Christ in the airwaves, we would appreciate your support. You can give by visiting our website. That's clearviewtodayshow.com. And just click on that button that says Give Today. And remember, your support truly makes a difference in our show. Thank you for being part of this community. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. Dr. Shah, we look to our Heavenly Father in times of trouble. But sometimes you can look to your earthly father. Sometimes you can run to daddy with open arms and say, Daddy,
I messed up.
Save me.
I have goofed up.
I have well and truly goofed up.
And if there's one thing I love more than you, Daddy, it's your power and your money. Dr. Shah, Hunter Biden, everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's in the news.
Yep.
because he did an uh-oh. And
more than just an uh-oh.
He did an oopsie and committed several felonies with overseas money.
Uh-huh. And, but he did it on mistake.
And if he as my son would say, I did it on mistake. And when he says, now it's time to get the wooden spoon. He said, don't. I'll listen. that's brought to you by my oldest son. There was a campaign for about a year that was aimed at Donald Trump, kind of undermining him and his alleged whatever. He's going to subvert authority. Not me, not the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And people were asking, are you going to pardon your son? And then who is this, Karine Jean-Pierre or Jean-Pierre? Kept saying this. This is a montage that we found.
Is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No. And I was very clear and I said no. It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No. I've been very clear. The president's been very clear. Well, we've been asked this question.
His son, Hunter, is also up for being sentenced next month. Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
She's fed up.
Yeah,
they've been asked multiple times.
Which is no, and
I think
well.
She is fed up for lying.
So
she knows the whole time I'm lying.
She's tired of the lie.
So they've been so adamant. He's not going to pardon his son. Quit asking us. Wouldn't it be just a goof? And we went ahead and pardoned him anyway.
Yeah.
And Dr. Shaw, what do you think happened it was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Well, let's just kind of focus on what all were the crimes, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. it's not just a tax evasion or just a minor infraction, like tons of parking tickets or mm-hmm. speeding tickets. I mean, there's more happening there. Sex trafficking, money laundering, mm-hmm. Operating as an unregistered foreign agent.
Ooh.
Peddling influence overseas from Ukraine to China.
Like, these are big uh-ohs.
Yeah, I'm quoting from the Federalist, mm-hmm. okay? Let's see. And I mean, I know all this list, but I'm using their language.
Right.
It's kind of funny the way they put it. But he only pled guilty to tax charges with a maximum sentence of 17 years and was convicted of gun charges with a maximum sentence of 25 years. Gun charges in the sense, I think it's like trying to get a gun permit and apparently using illicit drugs mm-hmm. and something. Yeah. And it came through.
There was, I remember, I was not as up to date on this whole thing as I should have been back in 2020. But I remember when the New York Post, I should say, published that story about his laptop and all the incriminating emails.
Yeah, the laptop,
And I remember the Biden administration really, really denying that laptop ever existed.
Mm.
And then I think it's very fitting that we're ending his presidency with him pardoning his son for all the incriminating evidence that was found on the laptop that never existed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's bad. And on one hand, I think what he's appealing to, which, you know, they're astute politicians, years and years, decades and decades of experience on how to flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, hey, this is a daddy.
Right.
And this is unfair. What's happened? Well, who's going to try to prove it now?
Yeah.
It's done. Yeah. It's over. People are like, just turn the page. And I hope people will fight for this and go, no, right is right. Wrong is wrong.
Right.
That's what makes the West different. It's not just that, hey, turn the page, forget it, let's move on. But I hope somebody will stand their ground and say justice matters.
Right.
You can't just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say he was an unregistered foreign agent for China? Isn't that treason?
Yeah.
Isn't that just a fancy way of saying treason?
I mean, there are a lot of things that went on, and that laptop was the big discussion. Mm-hmm. And most people today don't even know about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because nobody talks about it in the past, 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
You know, not much has been. I mean, just here and there you hear it, but mm-hmm. it's not the main topic of discussion.
Yeah.
The media has been very biased in that aspect.
True. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when posts in 2020, when the conversation was happening, do you remember when posts were getting removed from social media?
Yeah. It was good. It's like, this is false news, fake news, mm-hmm. gone. And you're like, okay.
That's an incredible, blatant example of media bias.
Yeah.
Right. And today, were bringing that up, and people were like, what do you mean by laptop? Well, that was a big discussion.
Right.
Right. That was huge. That was like the discussion. Don't you remember all the emails? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
And pictures of him, all kind of weird pictures. Mm-hmm. You're like, what in the world is he doing? What's he on? But anyways, the whole point is he kind of reminds me of the mother in Judges chapter 17. Hmm. Do you remember that? I preached on this.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes. Yep. With him, with the stolen silver.
Yes. Yep. The son, Micah, steals 1,100 shekels of silver from his mother.
Hmm.
And his mother pronounces a curse on it. Now, in this situation, you know, the mother probably knew but did not lead on that she knew about her son, Micah, stealing all this money. But here in this situation, I'm quite sure Biden knew.
How much is 1,100 shekels worth today?
I mean, you're talking about over 100 years of a laborer's wages.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Close to a million, you think? $1 million?
A lot more than that.
Wow.
I mean, keep in mind that later on, those who are familiar with the Judges 17, 18 story, Micah pays only 10 shekels to the Levite, this hired hand, who was not supposed to be a priest. But he hired him to be a priest to take care of the shrine in his home. He paid him only 10 shekels a year. Mm.
So 1,100 shekels is a staggering amount of money to be stealing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this young man stole it. And then he heard his mother's curse, whether it's a sudden burst of conscience or a sudden burst of fear, whatever it is. He comes and confesses his sin. His wrongdoing to his mother. And his mother's like, bless you, my son. Everything is okay.
Because you returned all the millions you stole.
It's all good.
Wipe it away. It's all good.
Hey, look, we'll all make mistakes.
Yeah.
So what President Biden just did is not much different than what this mother did.
Yeah.
And in the case of this mother in Judges 17, 18, Micah not only builds a shrine, to this ephod, this carved image that his mother used that same money and commissioned an artist to build this carved image and ephod and all these household gods. And then Micah built a shrine in his home and hired this wandering Levite who was just a charlatan.
He was just a guy.
Yeah. He hires him. And in the process, he leads the entire tribe of Dan. If you read the story, it's quite amusing. And it's like, wow. An entire tribe lost their inheritance in the end of times.
Yeah. That's how seriously God took this.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like this story that nobody really ever hears about, like in Judges 17
and 18
where before this sermon that you preached, I had not heard that story of Micah in Judges 17, but God took it so seriously. He wiped Dan out forever.
A whole tribe gone.
Gone. Yeah.
We've been to Tel Dan in Israel. That was really cool.
Yes. Yes. It's a beautiful part of the country. It's northern Israel. Northern Galilee, if you know where Galilee is, the Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Galilee. So the northern part is the Hula Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Lake Hula, and then there's a Hula Valley. So that's where Tel Dan is, right at the tip of the Hula Valley, northern tip. On the east side are the Golan Heights, bordering Syria. And towards the northeast is Mount Hermon. Beautifully snow-covered Mount Hermon. The waters come down. The melting ice kind of brings a pure, crystal-clear water.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the west is Lebanon, 2 to 3 miles. I mean, you can stand in Dan and see the Lebanese border. I mean, you can see Lebanon.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah. Beautiful country. And yet, one of the worst things they could have ever done.
Yeah.
They not only like worshiped false gods, but they built a shrine. And later on, King Jeroboam, at the same spot, he instituted the worship of Baal or the calf, golden calf.
In that spot.
Same
in
spot. That spot. Same area. Yeah, the golden calf. And of course, he did that in two places, to the south and then to the north. But the northern place was the most prominent one.
Mm.
And it was to sabotage God's plan to send his king, right, through the line of King David, coming from the tribe of Judah. This was the plan of the tribe of Dan to sabotage God's plan of sending his Messiah.
And all that destruction, all that chaos, all that wickedness originally stemmed from a parent not letting their son,
right,
not letting their kids face the consequences That's of their right. actions.
Mm-hmm. The consequence is found in, I think, Leviticus chapter 6, where if somebody stole something like mm-hmm. that, okay, I get it. If it's a few bucks, you know, mom tells you to go to town, buy groceries or pick up some oil or toothpaste or whatever, and you come home and you don't return the change.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, all of us have done that.
Yeah, of course.
And mom has to say, hey, where's the change?
There wasn't any change.
Yeah,
or they raised the price on the milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the receipt? It's in the car. I'll get it for you later.
I don't know. When I first moved out, like went to college, I remember coming home and asking my mom, like, hey, I need like a little bit of money. I'm running short. And I remember her being like, go bring me your dad's wallet. And she would take money out of his wallet and give it to me. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. I've 100% done the, like, oh, there wasn't any change.
Nothing left.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're not just talking about just a tax evasion mm-hmm. or something very, I mean, it's important.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But that's what they're making out to be. That's what he pled guilty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the list of crimes are much longer.
Exactly.
Okay. Nobody's talking about that. They're just saying, like, basically two things. I mean, the buying gun and with a false claim, you know, he's a person who is an unlawful user or addicted to a controlled substance. I mean, okay, now who hasn't done that? I mean, he made an honest mistake.
Right.
Tax evasion. Oh, let me tell you something. There are people out there who are evading taxes much worse, mm-hmm. and they're making a big deal out of him. You know why? Because he's the president's son.
Right.
Wait.
Yeah, this is not some kid at a frat house. This is a 54-year-old criminal. Right.
And it's not
charges.
Just those two things.
Right. It's also, that's what he pled guilty to. But right. There's a whole list of other things that they didn't just pluck out of a hat.
I've seen a lot of people on the left over these past couple of days calling this out, but I've also seen people like Rachel Maddow did on her show where she was like, well, what would you do if it was your son? Like it was some, some frat boy getting caught underage drinking.
Yeah. Rachel Maddow, I'm sorry to say, she has no business doing anything up there.
Play the video and see what, because listen to this.
It is true that President Biden had said he wouldn't pardon his son. And it may or may not be related, but would it change your mind at all if after you made a pledge like that, the incoming next president then announced that he planned to remove the director of the FBI and install in his place someone who has literally published a hit list of people he wants to go after once Trump is back in power? There are 60 names on
this. Let's pause that for a second. This is not just a hit list. This is a list of people who are criminals.
Yeah. Hey, and Rachel, come here 1 second. Come here. Let me talk to you.
Lean in real close.
You know what the FBI does, Rachel? You know who they go after, Rachel? They go after criminals. You know how they know what criminals to go after, Rachel? You know what they got? What they got on the desk? It's the FBI's most wanted what?
List.
Uh-oh. Now, suddenly, that's Trump's fault.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so many shows on TV on just the FBI's most wanted list. Right. I mean, we know that. That's what they do.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But now that Trump is installing someone else to do it, now it's a sign of a dictator. He had no choice but to pardon his.
But notice how she said
son.
It made it sound mean.
Hit list.
Yeah.
Hit list? How about most wanted list?
Yeah. Right. List. This guy published it as an appendix, as Appendix B to one of his recent books. Not his series of books that describe Trump as King Donald. No, those are his three books for kids. No, the one with
it's not just a trilogy for kids. It's supposed to be like a satire.
Yeah.
This
satire.
Is supposed to be a list in a book or narrative for adults.
Right.
To know that, hey, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is how bad crime has become in America.
Right.
Wrong is right and right is wrong.
Right. That's right.
That's what this man is doing. So, come on.
He's going to go get in Trump's name once Trump is back in power. That's a book he wrote presumably for adults. So what would you do? What would you do if after you made that pledge to not pardon your son,
Papa?
That's what the next president said he was going to do.
Is he holding his hand? No, his hand is
up. No, he's holding somebody's hand.
What is reasonable to demand of a man?
Look at the pictures they even put.
Yeah, like, that's
like, so adoring daddy.
Yeah, this would make sense if it was like a frat boy who got caught underage drinking.
Right. Like, or, okay. Give him a slap on the wrist.
Yeah. It's like, hey, come on. All right. I'm not going to make my son lose his life. But this is a 54-year-old convicted felon who was in sex trafficking, embezzling hundreds of million dollars. She was a foreign spy for like a foreign agent. Foreign agent for China.
Yeah.
That's not a what would you do? If that was my son, I don't even know
he
what I would
to
do,
to
but
jail.
But I don't think I'd pardon him. Yeah. I don't think I'd let him loose in the world.
Yeah, he's to jail. It's a lot. And that's why people have brought it up.
Yeah.
Where there is smoke, there is fire. And that's what's happening here. And so don't, and right now, there is an awakening in America where even those on the Democrat side are realizing we cannot hide on this.
That's true. Yeah.
We cannot be absent on this issue. We have to speak up and we cannot keep lying. What are you going to win?
What's at stake if we don't speak up?
Right. Well, you may not get elected again because people in America are standing up and they're claiming this is wrong and something needs to change. By the way, there's a things are changing in America.
That's true.
Yeah, positively.
That's true.
There have been much more than I can ever remember people talking across party lines.
Yeah.
Like people who are famously liberal, who have been supporters of the Democratic Party for years, saying things like, this, we can't go along with this anymore.
Right. And you know what? You know what? Good on you for saying that. I know we crack a lot of jokes and we make jokes and we make fun of some of this stuff because it's so absurd. But if you're left-leaning or on the left and you're saying, look, this is going too far, we got to speak up, I'd say good on you for that. And hopefully our prayer is you would come in line. The older you get and the more experienced you get, you start to come in line and see that what we're talking about here is not based on parties, based on values, especially biblical values.
Exactly.
And Dr. Shaw, I'm grateful that you're becoming a leading voice in those values.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you. And I appreciate you guys because, discussing these things requires people who are willing to study them, willing to understand them, and then discuss them. And not just talk about trends and music and social media. I mean, this is life is much more than that. And you guys do such a great job.
Thank
the whole
you so
team.
Much.
And I'm grateful to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is great because on a smaller scale as individuals, it helps us examine, like, as a parent, well, how would you handle your kid getting in trouble and how would you handle, punishing your kid for something they deserve to be punished for? But on a much larger scale, it shows kind of how things are shifting and changing, how the climate is altering in America.
And even those principles, what happens when you don't discipline your kids?
Right.
Like even then, like, I don't want to discipline my kid just for putting his hand in the cookie jar. But principally, what happens if I don't? What happens if I let that go?
Yeah.
You start to see that pattern, whether it's with Hunter Biden or whether, like you said, Dr. Schatz, in the book of Judges, not disciplining your kids leads to terrible, terrible ramifications, not only for your family, but for the community at large.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
100%.
Make sure you guys join us tomorrow, same time, same station. We're going to be diving into another great topic right here on the Clearview Today Show. I want to say a big thank you to LeBlue Ultra Pure Water for sponsoring today's episode, Thirst Quenching Delight.
Yeah, it's got two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd written that. That's one of the greatest taglines I've ever read.
It's got two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Hydrogen monoxide. And don't forget, you can support us by subscribing to the show on iTunes if you want to re-listen to any of the episodes or share them with your friends. That's a great chance for you to do that. You can always support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com.
Is there
anything you want to plug as the show ends today?
Yes, one new big plug that I want to mention. We are going to be going live on our prayer vigil in January 3rd. 24-hour prayer vigil at Clearview Church is basically this. Our church building is open 24 hours from Friday to Saturday noon on both days. People from the community will come in here and they'll pray over our community, pray over our church. But what we're going to be doing this time on January 3rd is we're going to be going live that evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll be here on the Clearview Today Show. You can call in 252-582-5028 and we will pray with you right here on the air. We'll be streaming it. We'll be talking about lots and lots of good stuff. So make sure you join us on January 3rd for our live prayer vigil. Also want to let you know about Dr. Sean Nicole's book, 30 Days of Praying Through America, Daily Devotions to Heal Our Nation on Amazon, and our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere digital music is sold, distributed, or streamed.
Did you say Praying Through America?
Praying for America.
That would be kind of a cool concept, though. Like, you're on a tour across country, and you stop at different locations. And,
yeah,
and
you stop.
Pray
go
for the
to every state and pray in that
praying
state.
Praying through America.
If someone out there wants to do that, I'm not going to do it first. Just give us the patent credit, and we'll be good.
There, cite us when you get there.
Yeah, there you go.
Make sure you guys
just write us a check.
That's right. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.